This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week we are joined on the program by the producer of this show, the founder of Roast Battle Cleveland, member of Sad Boys Social Club Sketch Comedy, multi-time Cleveland Comedy Award winner, and the most successful comedian to ever come out of Columbus and move here. It's Chris Paul.
And I'm here to hate producing this show.
Curveball, dude.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for coming on, Chris.
I did some of those things.
Second time on the show. What was it? It was probably close. Because it had to be close to a decade ago.
It's like an early one.
Yeah.
It's like the sixth or seventh one.
We started doing it in, I think, what, late 2016?
Yes.
So, yeah, like, I mean, a little over 9 years ago. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I think you were probably, you were either super early. It was either 2016 or early 2017.
It was 2017 because I don't think we taped at Milk Studios.
I think we did. I'm almost positive that we did. With him?
Yeah.
I'm almost positive.
At a house?
Yeah.
You know, at a table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, did someone's uncle die right before that? There was I don't remember.
Ty's uncle used to own the place. Or yeah. He did own the place.
Yeah,
did
at my, a table.
I'm trying to think of 2016. My cousin died in 2016? I can't remember if I had an aunt or uncle die. I have a bunch of them. At any rate.
Now that we have proved that we are ancient.
Yeah, right. We've been friends a long time. How about that?
Yeah. Chris, why do you hate seasonal depression?
Man, so we're getting into spring because, first of all, there's no cure. other than...
What herbal remedy is there?
Other you know than, what I mean? Yeah, just getting ridiculously stoned all winter. And being just a grouchy piece of shit, picking up bad habits, eating terribly.
I mean, dude, it's like I get how other animals hibernate. I think we're supposed to do something like that. Like, yeah, you're not supposed to fucking do shit.
It's awful, and I never realized how much it affected me until this year. In the coldest part of February, I went to Texas for 2 days.
Yeah.
And it was like 70 the whole time.
Yeah.
And I came back and immediately, I had all this energy and everything down there.
Just depleted?
Yeah, I was out all night, like two, three nights in a row. I came back and just right back into I can't.
I fucking hate this.
I can't even get out of bed.
Dude, fucking A.
And anything that I have to get out of bed for, like paying my bills, it angers me to
They fucked us. We fucked us. It all sucks. And it's like, that doesn't help. Like, this year especially, like, when everything is just fucked.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
you're just stuck inside.
By the way, here's the thing that comes around every year too, bitch.
Just stuck inside doom scrolling and...
I laugh, but that's what it is. Like, that's totally what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also, we don't do the roast battle shows in the winter.
No.
I did some gigs, in December and January, but, man, I hated going, I hate the whole, the amount of clothes you have to wear here.
Yeah.
Today's
the first day I haven't worn two layers all the way through.
Yeah.
At least.
It all just adds into, feeds into the depression even more. And
yeah. I was going to say, didn't you guys, did a couple shows together at least, throughout this time period, the last few months. You guys traveled when it was cold as fuck the one time, didn't you? Didn't you go to, Indiana or something? Where'd you guys go, or was it West Ohio?
Yeah, we did a whole bunch of Pittsburgh trips in October and November, I think.
And then we went to We went to Toledo.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, that was the Mark. Shout out Mark Phillip. He is amazing.
That was a fun show.
It really was. Best brewery show I've ever done, hands down.
Yeah, I remember when you came back from it, you were stoked. You were like, "This was fucking awesome."
Yeah, because I generally hate brewery shows because for a couple reasons. One, the ceilings are too high.
Yeah.
And two, the kind of people that generally come out to breweries like care a little too much about beer for my liking. But then also, you know, a little bit of its trauma because I did like all of those. Remember Aqueduct Brewer?
Yeah.
Brewing, you know, yeah. That had the worst fucking beer that tasted like soap.
Well, the Next Stop shows are usually decent too that are in breweries.
Yeah. Like those people are definitely showing up to have like a good time at a comedy show. Like they've been all like very well behaved.
That's the main thing. It doesn't matter where it's at. If everyone plays along and is there for it.
Yeah.
It can be good.
Yeah. I just, you know, I see the ceilings and I'm like, no. But that's just, that's a me problem more than anything else. But yeah, you are a miserable prick in the winter.
Yeah, man. I'm difficult.
Admittedly.
I think if
any three of us didn't have said we weren't, would be a lie.
In the Watchmen, when Rorschach's like, I know it can be difficult to be my friend. Yeah.
Winter Chris Paw is
yeah, liberal Rorschach.
I like that though. I can see you as Rorschach. That's the thing, dude. Like abso-fucking-lutely.
I just I can't get this image out of my head of you just eating beans out of a can.
Doesn't even heat them up.
Not that you're fucking necessarily planning like next year, next time around, like would you want to like do like give yourself something to like go do? Like
no.
Maybe another show or something. No. I don't want to replace it. I just don't want to feel like shit.
I don't want to do anything when it's zero, when it's no degrees outside.
Fair enough.
There was a whole week they wouldn't give us a single degree.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that was fucking wild, man. Like that's the thing is like we broke records this year. Like weather-wise, there was like that. Yeah. It was like I think it was it was a certain amount of days under 17 degrees, and it hadn't been done in like well over 100 years.
And now, because we're in Ohio, there's like the whole First Energy scam, and they're trying to like repeal regulations on how long they have to get to power outages and shit.
Tell me that doesn't have to do with the data centers, dude.
I gotta get the hell out of Ohio.
Yeah, I want to go to Costa Rica, man. I gotta talk Sheeran to go into Costa Rica.
You want me to go where it's hot? Now it's seasonal depression for me. I don't like it when it's hot. I am a lifelong fat person, aside from a few months where I was skinny.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's dangerous here. Is what I'm saying. You got to start thinking about preservation and not fucking. I want to be cold because I'm a bastard.
Man, get you some meth and slim down.
Getting me on meth is not going to slim me down. Getting me on meth is going to get me shot.
Unmedicated
Jeremy Shear on meth is like that is asking for trouble.
Please don't do that.
He'll just be unmedicated and fat.
Like now.
Nothing's gonna change except I'm gonna wind up in prison.
I'll have a knife in my hand a lot more.
I'll finally start sucking dick like you wanted.
I don't give a shit if you ever do it or not.
No, you're not a real queer because you don't suck dick. Well, I'm on meth now. It's happening.
I'm not trying to argue you into the group.
Sheer, who was that comedian who had that joke? I sent it to you. And you were like, I've seen it. The guy is like, the person's like, I'm ace. And he's like, what's that mean? He's like, asexual. He's like, that's the gayest thing you could have said. I don't fuck anybody. I forget. It wasn't Troy. Was it Troy? What's his face?
I don't care.
It was funny. That joke was funny as fuck.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of them. It's this, it's we have the one joke version for us, but I don't care. It's fine.
See him get all tight about it.
No, it's just I get annoyed hearing the same joke over and over again, which is why I don't go to open mics. Because it annoys me.
Now he finally has an excuse. He never wanted to go in the first place.
No, I just don't like hearing the same thing over and over
again. I get that. That makes perfect sense.
It's also why I'm bad at audio editing, because I don't like hearing the same thing over and
yeah.
over.
It's a sensory thing.
Yeah, I was thinking of the word, and I was like, that's got to be auditory, which, you know, like that.
That's my dumb thing.
No, I get that. No, that's frustrating.
This is one of the worst things a comic can have.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all very repetitive.
That's the problem. It's the way I figured out how to keep the dopamine levels high is through constant novelty. And, yeah, it is not done well for me.
Novelty ice creams.
Shout out to Buckeye flavored ice cream sandwiches, my treat for any time of year. But no, so you just you kind of just curl up into a blanket fort like all winter,
yeah,
and then slowly you just send out messages of despair.
Chris is like, SOS. We're like, do you need help? He's like, no, fuck you. I hate you.
Yeah.
Now, there is a thing called seasonal affective disorder. And
I get very emo for about 3 months online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's obviously a symptom.
Sometimes I get shit done.
Sometimes. Admittedly, like summertime is my slow season, because
you and me don't. If it's not air conditioned, we don't want part of it.
Exactly. Well, it's just
let's pump the brakes here. It's your slowest season.
That's fair. I'm not known for my alacrity.
You know what it took to get me a productive summer? Rehab. That was the most productive summer I've had in a decade.
Man, as soon as it's already starting, like as soon as we hit daylight savings time,
yeah,
or whatever it is,
yeah,
in reverse, like I've been like, I wake up at a normal hour and I'm like up out of bed and I'm doing shit and yeah, like I've been super busy this week, like,
yeah,
actually getting shit done. And I'll be this way till Halloween.
Yeah,
and then it's over.
November 1st, the cycle starts over.
I'm not as bad in December. It starts around like mid-December, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Like right before the holidays, everything gets super fucking stressful.
It's not. I don't care about holidays. I don't think that's the thing. Like,
I think for me, it coming down from like all that, and I didn't have to this year, but like coming down from all that was like, each year was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I think it's just, it's like the end of the year, and I start, like it starts where I get reflective, like what did I get done this year?
Oh yeah, like where you never put like a time stamp on it and shit.
And I never
yeah.
think it's enough no matter what I've done.
Right.
And then that sends me into a spiral, and then I get hateful through mid-January. And then I get real sad through the end of March or the end of February.
Yeah. Well, February is just another reminder that you've aged.
It was my birthday. It's anniversaries of like multiple friends' deaths and birthdays.
So just a
all
tough fucking
same
month. Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. like there's like 5 to 8 now, anniversaries of things that like all in the same time span.
Now, I think that. Like, I personally, since Taylor died and shit, like, my body fucking knows. Like, I, each year, the 3 days around that time, like, I'm just, like, I'm zapped. I'm fucking like, it's, I think that, like, I don't know what kind of trauma that is, like what it's called, but like your fucking mind does not let go of shit. And like, I think that that can, I think it zaps all your fucking energy. And then like when you have it every, like you have that every year in the middle of like.
Yeah. Well, it's all, I don't know. Cause I don't know if I've always, if it's all, I don't know if I've been like that this whole time. probably. It's bad. Like I even like I shower less. I'm just like the layers. I just peel and like rotate layers of the least gross thing.
Sure, and, sure.
Because there's snow on all of it and like salt and shit from the roads on all your pants.
Sweat and like just like because you. That's the thing, dude. Is like I mean that's why I bought like so many pairs of like long john type. Like under leggings or whatever, because like I'm just like the old. I used to not fucking care. The older I get, I'm like, fuck this. It is cold, man. Like I can't stand it. So I was wrapped up all winter.
It has been more of a more the last 5 or 10 years, I think, because I worked outside for a long time.
Yeah,
and I didn't like it, but I was okay.
Do you think maybe it's just? You need to get one of those ultraviolet light or tanning beds and just like lay in it for a couple hours a day during the winter time.
I think I want to rent an apartment in Las Vegas for 3 months a year.
Okay.
Or somewhere.
So you want to be a snowbird. Basically,
that's not where my mind went.
I'm not sure what that means.
A snowbird is somebody
old people who fly.
Yeah, they. I had a lot of people in my old neighborhood that
he
did
thought it was the white boy version of Snow Buddy.
Yeah. That's what you should
Chris
do in the winter.
Be a snowbird in Las Vegas in the winter.
I was,
Oh shit!
We're redefining words here.
Yeah.
So snowbird is a male snow bunny. Chris is a snowbird.
Don't put that in there. Stop typing.
No, I'm not putting that in the goddamn description. No, but seriously, a snowbird is somebody that, like, during the wintertime, they fly down and they have a condo
in Florida. Anywhere that's not Ohio or where it's cold. Those are what snowbirds are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the source that threw me off. It's like, what is he trying to set up?
I'm not trying to set up anything. It seems like a legitimate solution to your problem.
You could probably get work. Yeah, out there for
I don't know how you, because I would have to pay two rents.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the thing. You have to You have to have enough money to do that.
Yeah.
So like that's why a lot of retired people.
I don't think even Elon Musk can do that in this rent economy.
Well,
and he can do anything.
I would prefer that Elon Musk spend like. One day a year on Earth and the rest of them in Mars.
He should rent him a place inside his asshole and stay there.
Yeah, when you know what? Call me when that guy's like, all right, if will everybody like me if I shove one of my own rockets up my ass? Yeah, I'll give you a shot. For that, I will give you a shot. You get one chance, though, dude.
Hey, don't type his name. No. If you do it three times, he's going to pop through the TV.
He comes out of the black mirror.
Can I come to your party?
It looks like you're having fun. I would like to have fun.
He just looks right at Sharon and goes, where are the children?
I thought that was this kind of party.
I will say it is an improvement because I think thinking when I say that it's a newer thing, I think I was just year-round depressed before that. That might have been that the winter just didn't spike it.
That makes sense.
Back then.
That makes sense. And considering, you know, how much better things have gotten professionally over the past couple of years, you know, it's more noticeable when there's a downtime.
In my attitude?
Yeah.
I think, man, the poor the people that run roast battle with me, I feel so bad for them in the winter because I'm just such a
like,
piece
of
shit.
Who is this fucking guy?
Why is he texting me about this?
I understand it by now because you know you had figured this out about yourself like a while ago. That the winner is just going to be like, this is my time to be a putz.
Choice of vocabulary was awesome there.
I did try to write it out with mushrooms and acid for a
I was literally going to ask, so like, what's your comfort thing then? Mushrooms and acid when I'm depressed in the winter.
The problem was it carried over through the other seasons that year.
Yeah.
I'll do anything but therapy.
I mean, I get it.
No, I did. I was doing that too, and my therapist was not really discouraging the mushroom trips.
Well, she wanted to keep your business, so
How dare you?
Look, I just made an assumption because most therapists are women.
Is that a fact?
Yes, because I have constantly tried to get a male therapist, and I've usually had to be put on a list.
Do you mean, you mean therapist or psychiatrist? Because I could
therapist.
Okay, well, I can give you a referral. His name's Sergey.
I need a very specific type of therapist. So,
well, he's European,
it's the only way they can.
Oh, man.
Usually, if I'm getting therapy from a gentleman named Sergey, it is of the massage kind.
The Schwitz?
Yeah. I don't know what that guy's name is, but no, I did not get a massage at the Schwitz.
Anyway, I'm just saying Sergey was very, very, he was good. He was Ukrainian. He was a good guy. I liked him.
Well, good.
I ain't got time for therapy, man. Fuck that, though.
I found that talking to somebody professionally that really doesn't have an idea of the kind of things that I am going through has been not helpful.
Do you mean like you need a show business therapist? And
Dr. Malfi?
I'm kind of joking, but I do mean like somebody that like gets
there
like
is a show
being in the arts and like,
yeah.
There
yeah.
is a comedian's therapist in New York that
oh I'm sure
that a bunch of people go to, so like that's not out of the realm of possibility, but
who books that?
Yeah. I mean book me in New York once a week so I can go to therapy and have the show pay for it. That would be great. I just found talking about it doesn't help. So I just, you know, raw dogging.
Are you looking for like electroshock therapy then?
I did do years of therapy too.
I think we've all done our time in therapy.
That's how I got it down to just winter depression.
He's compartmentalized everything so much that he was able to pinpoint it to one specific time.
It's grueling. For it's like dark at four in the afternoon here. Like for months, and it just. Ugh.
It is nice that like it's like set like when it's 7 o'clock, it's like, you know, you can still see outside. It's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the dark.
I do too. Ooh, but like when
I
it,
like the dark.
When it
yeah, I'm so edgy. I'm emo all year round, unlike this guy. He's only emo in the winter.
I mean, dude, his life is fucking Depeche Mode colors. So it
I
does
like
track.
The dark and Morrissey. And black fingernail polish. And
did you see Morrissey was too sleepy to? He was too sleepy to perform the other night. He didn't get any sleep.
So. Wasn't he complaining about musicians talking about politics recently too?
I'm sure he was. He's a fucking. Yeah.
He complains about everything.
Yeah, he's the worst. The best was what like I sent it to Chelsea. I saw it was a Robert Smith quote that said, "If Morrissey says to not eat meat, I will probably eat meat because that's how much I hate Morrissey." And I sent it to Chelsea, and she's like, "Can you like fact check that real quick?" I was like, "Yeah." So I looked it up. I said he said it 42 years ago. I was like, "That is fucking old school hate, dude. Like that is that made me love The Cure and Robert Smith so much more."
Because vegetarians weren't like as big of a conversation back at that point.
And Morrissey's an insufferable cunt, and everybody knows it. Robert Smith just fucking says it. That's what I like.
Well, it got bad with his activist vegetarianism. He wouldn't perform at venues if he could smell meat cooking.
Oh my God.
That dude is constantly smelling meat, if you know what I'm saying.
The more you ignore me, the closer I get to your meat. It's the only Morrissey song I know.
I've said this before. I don't hate the Smiths. I hate Morrissey because like the music they made is great. I fucking hate his voice. I hate him. I fucking hate everything about the dude. But I did get to see Johnny Marr perform with Modest Mouse when he made that record with them. I think it's called We Were Dead Before the Ship Is Sinking, something like that. Johnny Marr was on that record, and I got to see him tour with Modest Mouse on, and that was cool as fuck. Like that was way better than me seeing like Johnny Marr and Morrissey do something together, because I'd be miserable.
Yeah, because he'd be like, "You smell like cigarettes. You need to leave.
you look like meat.
Every time you raise your arms, I smell steak.
You sweat the smell of meat."
That would be awful if that's what you smelled like. Oh, that'd be terrible.
There are a couple people I knew that smelled like meat when they got BO. It was I didn't eat Burger King for a while.
That's a very specific odor.
Yeah, it's a very, like,
Burger King. Who did you know that ate so much Burger King that they smelled like it?
No, it wasn't their diet. It was just that's how they smelled when it got hot out. It smelled like a Whopper.
Well, all right. So I can kind of see where he's coming from, because the onions at Burger King are potent.
I think it's the oniony.
Yeah.
It's the onion.
Well, the Burger King, there is Burger King onion smell, too. This was like the whole sandwich. No,
like that ketchup, mustard, onion.
No, just like the meat.
Two all beef patties. Lettuce. I
used to get Whoppers plain because I was like a child and didn't like anything, and that's the smell. So like the whole sandwich without condiments on it.
So just the meat and the bread?
Like the meat and the bread, yeah, pretty much. There was no like
onion. He probably smelled like meat as a kid.
I don't know what I smelled like as a kid. I'm smell blind to my own smell.
That explains a lot.
It is. It's actually annoying.
Fuck. Now, like,
but you can still smell other.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think everybody is for the most part. Like, it's not. It's not front and center all the time for anybody.
No,
because
I mean, it's just kind of like your aura.
I'll notice it if it's like really bad or really good.
Sure. Yeah. Like as long as like somebody doesn't smell offensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was a guy that used to come to Rowley, and he, nice dude, but he like. And I have a really bad gag reflex. Like I could not do your fucking job. There's no fucking way I could do that job. And just like from some of the stuff I've read and you've told me, it's just like
my job is to not have a gag reflex.
But yeah, like I like it. I could not fucking handle that. I mean,
dead people.
Yeah, like it just it's like not like it's the like the rotting, the death smell, like that. Yeah. That is where I draw. Like a body would be one thing. A rotting body is completely different.
They all kind of smell like,
really.
I think because most people that are dying, like they're sick and dying, like they smell sick already.
Yeah, yeah. There's like that so distinct, just like a,
yeah,
yeah. That's true. That is weird because that is like a very like, you know what that is, like it's around the corner. Like he's not there yet, but he's coming.
Yeah. I could identify it. If just walking down the street,
you ain't
at this
got much
point,
shit. You're like an oracle, dude.
I'd be like, oh, there's one.
he's in a nursing home walking down. He's like, oh, we'll be back for that one later.
Nursing homes are not full of fun smells.
How did we?
I do like to walk out of the nursing home and go, see you next. See you soon.
I love that. I'll be back.
I've never done that.
Dude, next Halloween, you should go in with a scythe.
Well, like, see, this is the other thing about the winter is that my job, it's like super busy in the winter. Like,
yeah, people be dying. People get sick. They die.
I looked into it, and any kind of respiratory illness is exacerbated like by the winter month.
Sure.
The winter months.
And it's weird, like how much like respiratory shit, like other shit causes respiratory shit. Like dementia causes like respiratory shit.
January and February are like the craziest.
That's when my grandma died, and
it's all like people hanging on through the holidays, yeah, and then giving up. And it's just the longest, darkest part of the winter is January, February.
Yeah.
Tell me how to give up.
How can he? He's still here.
Well, I mean, you know, they're in hospice and they're like, they're kind of fighting a little more,
yeah, why?
Like to get through, like, the holidays. So they don't want to let, you know, they don't want to ruin the holidays by
dying.
See,
but there's
the
flip side of it too, because my godfather's dad just died. And like he was in a hospice and he was an evil bastard. He was a son of a bitch. And I swear I shouldn't say his name, but like my godfather, I was just like, dude, like can't this guy just like, he has made your life a living hell.
Yeah,
and
just
he's already hanging on to, like,
get
fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude was like in his 90s, man.
If you die before the end of the month, I don't have to pay for this place for next month.
People need to be more considerate about dying to save money for their family.
The weight,
well,
they
no,
die at,
no,
too.
No, because guess what? If you want to choose when you get to fucking go, they charge you for that, too.
They don't let you.
Assisted suicide costs like $10,000. What the fuck is that?
I don't think we're allowed to do it here anymore, either.
No, it's in
Canada has it.
Do they? I thought, yeah. I knew about, like, Sweden, like, which they do everything. They're just like, ah, fuck it. We got it, dude.
Yeah.
Experimental shit. Let's do it.
Yeah, you know, not that you could choose it, but I think a lot of those old people, they fight harder, and then they're not trying as hard.
Yeah, like
after
just
the holidays.
Like, dude, don't be afraid. Give up. Like everybody I know, and like Taylor being one of them. Like the first time he OD'd and they brought him back. Like he was like, when I talked to him about it, he was like, I was pissed, dude. He was like, that was the most peace I've ever felt ever. And he goes, and they fucking brought me back, dude. And I'm just like, I get it now. Like, I get, like, the peace of death. I used to be super afraid of death, and I'm not anymore. I'm just like, whatever, man. Like, it's going to happen when it's going to happen. So.
It's funny you say that, because Chris wrote something where that was my attitude towards getting brought back to life.
Yeah, in one of the Sad Boys things.
Yeah.
Jeremy's out for revenge on the people that brought him back.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good. I like that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because I heard a theory, and obviously it's a theory, like from one of those like super spiritual people that was just like, yeah, like really what like your connection to the afterlife or whatever the fuck it really is like, in your lifetime do you learn like how to truly show love and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like hell. It's just like you keep getting reincarnated on Earth until it's like you fucking learn like, hey, no, you got to stop being an asshole, dude.
Well, that would be stupid.
That would be really mean.
Because you don't retain any memory of it. So it's
but like you feel that trauma still. Like it's just like it's ingrained.
That's a crock of shit.
That's like that movie What Dreams Come True with Robin Williams. Where
what dreams may come.
Yeah, yeah, that movie. Yeah, I just rewatched it.
Seen that one.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. But like the whole like one of the whole things is like. What is it? It's first his kids die, and then he dies, and he's in the afterlife, and his wife's like a painter, and he lives in this world, like heaven, that's like in her painting, and he's trying to, and she ends up fucking offing herself, because like her family's fucking dead. And so the guy who's like guiding him through heaven is like, yeah, like it, if you do that, like that's no good. She's in hell. And Robin Williams is like, fuck that, and like has to go. It's not a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's very sad and weird, but like it's on it. That's, I don't know. It's just interesting.
Yeah, that's one of those weird things about the idea of heaven, right? It's like you're gonna go up there and like your grandpa's not there. Like, there's no way that racist old piece of
bastard,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's a son of a bitch.
Like what Yeah, and I remember asking someone about this when I was a kid, and they were like, "Well, you won't know it. Like, you just won't. Like, you'll just it,
that's
like
so,
they just wipe your mind. Apparently,
that's so. Like, your grandma, who is a saint, is there, but she doesn't remember the man she married to then have kids.
Yeah,
to then have
where you. Did I come from? Then
that's crock of shit. Like,
I subscribe.
The whole
to
thing is
the
dumb.
Boss baby theory.
We didn't see you with the fucking boss baby shit.
Well,
it's like,
you know,
me with Hitler.
Your soul goes back into a child that is sold to parents, and you know, you have to redo life again, unless you get a special formula that turns you into a corporate executive with Alec Baldwin's voice.
Now, are you talking about formula as in baby formula?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen the movie. Obviously, you have.
I don't like working, like, my perspective after seeing it so much and all the sad families and all the shit I've seen is there's nothing scary or wrong about the idea that you're just dead.
No.
Because it's still amazing that you existed for this amount of time.
Yeah.
And billions of years have happened.
Yeah.
We're
no,
here
absolutely.
For a real short
like,
time.
It's a fucking like, I mean, I know this is stupid, but like, dude, we lived on the same earth at the same time as fucking Prince, man. Like, what are the fucking odds of that?
There like, was a time where you could live in the same area as a lot of different princes, though.
The Prince.
Oh, the Prince.
Yeah.
You have to.
1989's Batman. That Prince.
I wish that my experience of this had been in a year-round warm climate.
And if I do have to come back, I'm moving down there.
I would accept the exact same life, but in Honolulu.
Yeah, reincarnate Chris Paul as a Hawaiian. Specific.
No. I'm not gonna do it again.
No, if somebody's coming back as Samoan, let it be me.
I said Hawaiian.
Islander.
I don't want to start over at this point, but if
no,
I had
you,
my...
that's the thing is you don't get to pick. You're coming back. And you don't get to dictate the. You might come back as like a Japanese woman. You don't know.
But I there won't be any memory of it though.
That's true. But I still like. What if you are a Japanese woman and then just like you're in Mount Fuji in the fucking winter and you're just like, I fucking hate this. You just like I felt this in the past.
That's like when they're like when they say they clone people, like in, let's stick to sci-fi movies,
where Multiplicity,
where they clone people and they have all the same memories.
Yeah.
So it's like they've been replaced and now they're back, but they're not back.
Like,
the original copy is still dead.
Yeah.
Like, that experience of that copy is still gone.
What if your seasonal depression is a remnant from your past life as an Alaskan sled dog? You're just remembering your past life trauma, pulling sleds with your teeth through the harsh winters of Alaska, and it makes you want to curl up into a little ball.
You know, that's stupid as fuck.
It's just as stupid as anything else.
But the thing is like now I picture now I picture Sheer in like one of those big wool fucking like, you know, like Eskimo type things, and you're just pulling the sled, and he's like, yeah.
Oh yeah, make that artwork out there. We've almost got the pregnant Jordan picture that's going to go up here. So we need more show artwork.
You're going to do that to me after I've lost like 40 fucking pounds?
Yes, I'm going to do it because it was drawn a while ago.
Okay.
We just haven't like got it made.
It's just funny because like Jesse drew a picture of me like I think a couple weeks ago, and he just sent it to me. He's like, "It's you without facial hair or something like that." And it's just like super fat, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm never gonna get away from that." Like, doesn't matter how, which is fine. I'll take that. It's never bothered me since like eighth grade. People call me fat. I do not care.
Yeah, I've been editing some videos from last summer and earlier, and I've gained like 30 pounds over the winter, and I'm so fucking pissed about it.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, you look good
looking
though.
Looking at my some of my videos and stuff from last year, I was like lifting and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, once it's...
It's been 6 months.
You're like, you know what? I did really good. I'm going to take off in August.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick this back up in November and keep myself going through winter. No, you're not.
Nope.
No, you're not.
The bar is too cold for him to whiff.
Yeah. I just can't... I just don't function right in the winter.
No.
So what are your options though, as far like besides moving to a warmer
climate?
Well,
I don't know, because this is honestly, this is only the third year that I've been like mostly aware of it.
Yeah.
So I've gotten better at when I feel myself talking too much shit, but believe I delete more than I than goes out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's been true of you for a long time.
Well, that's what I mean. I think I used to be like that all the time. But I don't think the amount of posting and content you have to keep up with now to do stand up.
Yeah.
Is like it. I think it's more dangerous for me because it used to be like I would rattle off some dumb Facebook post and that would be it. And I usually made
it's bad because your phone has to be in your hand.
I think because I was like that all the time, I was a little more adjusted to it. Where like now in the winter, it just wrecks me. I was adjusted enough that it would be funny. Like I would most of the time I could write something up that was like funny enough while I was also being an asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I lost that ability when this seasonal thing, when it shifted. And now I sound like an asshole more than I'm funny sometimes. That's when people get mad.
Yeah, people, over the years, I mean, I've known you a long time now. You, not me, but you do ruffle fucking feathers sometimes, man. And it's on purpose. It's by design. You know what you're doing.
Well, he's a snowbird. He has to ruffle.
Gonna hate it. This is gonna never gonna end now.
That was good.
I mean, it's not. It is also like I've been running a roast battle show for 10 years.
Yeah. I can't believe it's been going that long, man. That's wild.
Yeah.
So hard work I have pays off, kids. Lazy hard work pays off.
I mean, it does get into my stand-up and everything, too. Like, but I don't think I don't know. I don't think my stage persona is like an asshole.
No. That Facebook and Instagram shit that you're talking about is not how you are on stage at all. Like, obviously, there's.
I should probably do something about.
No, there's. I think there's degrees of it, but no, I think that you're like well veteraned enough that like you know, if you went up there and just fucking read your Facebook posts, I'm not sure that would go well.
If you heard, I feel like a lot of things I put out there. If you heard me say it out loud,
the delivery
would be less asshole and more funny.
I think there's truth to that. Absolutely.
Well, also the people that you attract with your Facebook posts are sometimes. Oh boy, they are a handful.
Are you talking about like the public or like yes. Okay, all right, the public. All right.
Yeah, people that show up to shows.
there's a very specific
the
instance.
Fans.
You know who I hate the most? The people that pay.
It really does make me. Yeah, I've had a lot of moments doing comedy over the years where I found myself appealing to people that I was like, oh, ooh. Let me maybe back off of that.
Yeah.
Let me cool it with the Obama jokes. These guys agree too hard.
Yeah. I'm getting woos. This is not good.
Yeah. There was a moment for me in Kent where there was a guy that was a drunk, miserable mess that everybody hated. And as he was being thrown out, he said, Jeremy Shear is the only funny one here. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Why is this guy funny?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would think that you would want to wear that like a badge of honor.
No.
And it's like, no, fuck this guy.
No, this guy's an asshole. I don't want him around. Like, why does he like
Dude,
me?
What is it? I know with you is because you were there a bunch. But like, what is it with you and that place and getting into fucking shit? Like, not that was your fight or battle, but like somehow you were involved.
That's just Kent.
Yeah. Fair.
It's
fair.
Kent. I mean, admittedly, I'm there less and less now because, and they just closed Bartolucci finally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That however long they've been trying to actually like be a thing, they've finally given up.
I had a period where I was doing shows for Normal, and there was a lot. I had a handful of libertarian fans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got rid of them. Oh boy, did they not stick around.
What do you mean? You don't want to have a 3-hour discussion about age of consent laws, Chris?
Like, why did that, like...
Taxation is theft. Yeah, but, you know, I gotta drive on a road, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's some balance here that nobody wants to talk about.
Well, like, the thing is, like, where that party originally started out versus, like, what they chose their talking points to be in modern times is not the same fucking
thing.
In
every other country, libertarians are, like, a very left-wing...
Yeah, like, yeah. Like,
thinking
that's,
people.
Yeah, it's very much... it's. I think the best description of it is in Breaking Bad is when I think it is when Gale says to Walt, I'm a libertarian. Consenting adults want what they want. And as long as they're getting it from me and they're getting a peer product, you know what I mean? Like that was his point. And I was just like, oh, that's a good way of putting it. Like consenting adults want what they want. And the key two words is consenting adults, not consenting adults making decisions for younger people.
Yeah, and then, we could do a whole episode on libertarians.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Chris, why do you hate libertarians?
They won't blow me enough.
Well, that's a good reason. Libertarians suck more Chris Paw dick. It'll cure your seasonal depression with cum from an adult.
You're like, man, this is like a fucking bizarro Alex Jones type thing, man. I love it, but like, you just kind of, you're throwing it at me here.
Yeah, the new libertarian grifter product that's going to sweep the nation is Chris Paw jizz in a pill.
Nobody wants that.
And not dehydrated seahorses, dehydrated semen.
I will argue I made two pretty good people with it.
Yeah.
There you go.
And confirm.
There you go. No, like that, that's like, that's a total win.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe I should learn to snowboard or something.
You're a snowbird.
Snowboard. Snowboarding, something wintertime. Something to focus on.
Is that something you would like, could you get into that? Or is you just, I was going to say, like, I'm just like it's just, that's cold and wet. And
I do see it hurts. Over here at Edgewater, like the hill where everybody sleds at when you drive by.
Yeah.
I do look at that sometimes and think, well, that would be fun. And then I immediately go, and then you get to the bottom and you got to walk back up there in the cold.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, fuck that.
And it's sand and like, dude, fuck. And the, yeah, no. Or,
well, they do it on the, grass part.
Do you ever seen them morons who like try to surf Lake Erie in the fall? Like, you fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, they'll be out there when it's like really cold.
Yeah, dude. It's like, what are you doing? Like, just, I mean, if you want to surf that bad, go somewhere where you can surf. You can't surf here.
There's a song about how there's no surf in Cleveland, USA.
By who?
The Raspberries.
Oh.
It's quite popular. But I have seen the people surfing on Lake Erie now. We had somebody on the program that is a Lake Erie surfer.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's people are willing to do a number of stupid things to tolerate living here.
Cold plunge people.
Oh, oh. God.
Ugh.
I did that when I was a kid. There was they had the polar bear club at the resort that I was at, and like I was the only other person besides the person that started it that showed up to do it. Is jumping in a lake at 4 a.m. After that, I was like, okay, I've done it. I don't see
dude,
the appeal.
Fuck
I would
that.
Die if I got splashed with water like that. I would be on a murder spot.
Oh.
I would not I would not be okay, and no one around me would. I wouldn't let anyone else be okay in a 2-mile radius.
I wouldn't let anyone else be okay. I love that. But no, like, dude, seriously, like that, like, have you ever seen like those like the YouTube channels that like they'll cover the dumb shit that like Rogan's saying or like that, like all that shit. There was one where like this dude did like a montage of like all these dudes that go on Rogan. I don't need to name a bunch.
Referencing Peter Thiel?
No.
There's
no.
Another one of those. No, he's had like 50 guests that are friends of and connected to Peter Thiel.
I see what you're saying. Probably. But like, I just, like, they get on there, and they're like, Joe, man, you got me into this cold plunge thing, man, and I can't get, they just go on there and blow him.
Yeah,
and I'm just like,
weird.
Fucking, like, get, like, think for yourself. Don't let this little 5-foot fucking 4 Nimrod fucking tell you how you should live your life.
Don't blow
somebody,
Joe Rogan. Blow Chris Paw.
Somebody tells me you gotta dip your body in ice water. Are you out of your mind?
This is the same dude who sells
that's
something
insane.
Called Alpha Brain. Like, fuck off, dude.
Like, did you guys ever, like, go to the trainer's office in high school and they had, like, the cold tub that was filled with ice?
I remember that.
That was for if that's for if you have, like, a spiked fever and they can't get you to an emergency room.
Well,
that's what dipping your body in cold water is for, is to bring down a fever fast.
The because they tried to tell me about it at the Schmitz because they have a cold plunge pool. But apparently, like, after you get in the heat and then you go, like, immediately into the cold, it, like, opens up all your pores and you feel amazing.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I'm
like,
I will just stand in the shower for a couple of minutes. Thank you.
I
don't need all my pores opened.
No.
I'm sure it
keep my holes closed.
close the holes.
Leave my pores alone. My poor pores alone.
Poor pores?
What is the point of opening and shutting them? What are they doing? Oh, it feels
what
amazing.
What even are pores, man?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my life. I got to open my pores, and then they're going to close and open them again. Shut up.
I can't remember what guest we had recently, but I think if we were sitting right here. But, like, the human body is gross, dude. Like, just, like, the whole apparatus and, like, how you're, like, this is a living organ. That's fucking gross and weird. Yeah. You're shedding all the time like a snake. It's gross. Like, being a human is disgusting.
So that's what would you rather reincarnate into?
You should see the inside of one.
Yeah.
I watch enough documentaries, but that's not, I'm sure it's nothing like seeing fucking anything in real life. Are you asking what I would want to be reincarnated to or him?
Both of you. That's what we're doing.
General question.
Another dead guy. I don't want anything to do with it.
You want Nirvana then.
I don't want anything to do with coming back.
What an answer.
I'm one and done.
All right. That's a good answer, Jordan.
What if fate played a trick on you and it was just like, okay, fine, and just like the rest of time was you just reincarnating into a dude dying just like over and over again?
I mean, that would be hell, technically.
It really would suck.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit, here it comes again.
It's like when you glitch in on a video game and you're stuck in the same spot getting the same death over and over again.
I mean,
you have to restart.
Yeah, when you think about the... Like, you're cremated. If you're not cremated, you rot. Mm. I don't want anything to happen after that. Mm. I don't want any.
Yeah, no. Like,
I don't want to. I don't even want heaven.
Like, I
wouldn't even want to do that. Like, something glorious for all of eternity. I don't want to do anything for eternity.
I don't think. No. Yeah. No. That was always my biggest thing with like heaven and like the whole Christian narrative. Like, just I don't know, the Abrahamic religion narrative, just like of like heaven. And I don't like that. That doesn't compute to me. Like, I think like if there is anything, my personal opinion, if there is anything beyond it, I think it's just like a sense of like fucking oneness. You know what I mean? I don't think it's like, I don't think you go into that, would go into that like, oh, remember that motherfucker like in the afterlife? I don't think like that's the point.
Well, like the religious heaven is like, they literally describe streets of gold and shit.
That's
and I'm
stupid
like, so
as shit.
You're living on the streets. Who's sweeping them?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on up there?
Why are all these people white?
It's just going to be another caste.
Why are all the streets clean and all these people are white?
I have a theory.
What's that?
The fetuses that are aborted when they go to heaven, they
give
clean
it a
the
job.
Streets.
They just show up at 30 and they're like, why didn't you? I didn't didn't get to do any of that. And like, well, everybody gets their ideal form.
Yeah, you will clean heaven toilets.
No, I don't know. I think it makes life even more fascinating that it's like...
It's your one shot.
Yeah, this is it.
Make it good.
Yeah.
I was taught as a child that heaven is an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yeah. And hell,
you've been trying to get there ever since.
And hell is an all-you-can-take buffet.
And that's why he goes to Golden Corral once a week.
Nah, I don't like buffets. No,
we've gone to Chinese ones like once or twice.
Yeah.
It's fun to do that every once in a while, but like I swear, like every time I do it now, I get a stomachache every time.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the one on Warren and the one that got shut down? I think it was Nye's Dynasty.
I haven't been to any on the west side.
It was so... Like, when I read the health report for what they got shut down for, I was like, I can't believe I ate there. That is disgusting, dude. It's like all kinds of shit. There's like 37 violations. It was disgusting.
My buddy Mark, who also OD'd, we used to go to Hometown Buffet out in Willoughby.
Yeah.
And the biggest, we're always like, man, if they just let us smoke in here, we could stay here all day.
Yeah.
It's like the one downside. If it were the 70s, that's when.
Oh, that's prime time life right there.
Yeah.
The 1970s, man.
For, you know, if you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. 100%.
The cocaine was a little weaker. You could smoke everywhere.
But the heroin was pure. Yeah. I mean, the heroin was pure. So
you could,
you're not poisoning yourself with fentanyl.
You could get in a fist fight in the street without ruining your life.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before, I think, on the shows. It's like the advent of the internet, and I think this plays into fucking seasonal depression as well, is like not everybody needs, I don't think anybody needs, actually, I'll say that, to constantly have access to be able to just spew their bullshit, whether it be right or wrong. Like, I feel like it should have been limited. It shouldn't have been rolled out the way it was, I guess, but I don't know.
It's all a psyop, man.
I just think you shouldn't have access to the internet, Jordan. It's leading you down some rabbit holes. And Chris just, his phone needs to have, like, when he looks at pictures of nice places that he'd rather be living in the winter, a little ray of sunshine should come from the phone.
I do spend a lot of the winter looking to move out of Cleveland, and then once my depression passes, I love it here.
Yeah, it's all right. No, I mean, I do love this fucking city. Like, I've said multiple times, like, I was born here, I'll probably die here. But I'm if I can make it happen, like, if I could get 10 fucking grand and just keep it, I could move down to Costa Rica and be fucking fine. Like,
doing what?
I get a fucking job down there. I'll do labor or something. Whatever I gotta do. But, like, dude, you can buy a house for dirt fucking cheap down there. And you can garden all fucking year because it's fucking a rainforest.
A friend of mine, Sherman, Weston Sherman, bought a piece of land and with, I don't know if it's like a hut or what, but he is in, like, Nicaragua.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the beach.
Yeah.
And it seems like it was a nightmare to get it set up, but now he's into it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, like, I'm sure it's not easy. Like, somebody actually just told me, like, emigrating to Mexico is actually not that hard. It's like, once you get there, it's harder to stay, like, permanently. Yeah.
Are you just trying to move to Latin America to justify the name El Jordano Diablo?
No, I thought you were going to go somewhere else with it, but
they're
going
to send Mexican ice after you. It's just like ice, but it's made with water that'll make you diarrhea.
You both know me well enough that I would at least run in circles that had friends in the cartel. I am not going to be on the side of the government. That's who I would go to for my papers. I'd be like, hey, can I speak to the Sinaloa cartel, please, so I can come in?
Is there a Mr. Escobar? I would like to talk to him about citizenship.
Is there a Senor Chapo around?
So, Chris, where can we find you on the internet?
All over the place. Chris E. Paw on Instagram. Our other channel, the other shows I produce are on the Idiot Box Cult Comedy channel. Do a couple of podcasts there and a bunch of stand-up clips and stuff like that. Yes, that and Instagram.
Or you can check RBL Cleveland for...
Yeah, Roast Battle Cleveland.
I thought that was implied with the other shows, but yeah, no, that's it. You probably should plug that. It's like your biggest thing, so I'd plug that.
Yeah, subscribe to that. I'm working on, I've got stuff set up to post, like, every day this week there's a new battle, and then our live shows are going to be...
Some of the clips I've been seeing lately have been fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
They'll be going up, like, 2 weeks after they're live.
Cool.
Yeah, Roast Battle League. Follow all of it. RBL Cleveland on Instagram, the main Roast Battle account. There's like one in every city. So if you don't live here, go to just...
go to a show.
Yeah. Google Roast Battle and your city name and you might find one.
It's a pretty crazy like network that like has been built around like that whole thing. It's very cool to see.
Very
it's
cool, like, triangle shaped network. No, it's
who's the all seeing eye at the top? He looked at you.
I thought he was gonna say it.
I wasn't gonna say shit. I was gonna say Hinchcliffe.
Nah.
Unbelievable.
Now I'm the racist.
That was me really and my Back to the Future vest are very upset with you, George.
We don't answer to nobody.
I've gotten not no really. Allegiances, so fuck off. I'm just here.
So short. I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates seasonal depression as much as Chris Paul.
No, there is another.
And scene. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep saying no.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.